We're in the midst of the most difficult of times. An invisible threat has changed our world and called upon us all to dig deep to find determination, strength, and courage.
This threat may not have reduced our cities to rubble or laid waste to our infrastructure, but everybody, everywhere on this planet is feeling its shockwaves.
There are no weddings, no family gathering.
There is no socializing in pubs, bars, or restaurants.
It has closed our schools and prevented exams.
It has shut our shops and cancelled our holidays.
It has halted our team sports.
And wiped out our running races.
It has stopped our tournaments and matches.
And it has postponed the greatest show on earth in Tokyo.
But we're a tough bunch as humans. We will get through this.
We will stay fit, we will stay healthy in mind and body.
The power of sport and exercise to benefit and contribute to society has never been more clear and more potent.
From our homes, we continue to inspire each other and demonstrate that we're all equal.
We are all in exactly the same position and we are all here to help each other get through this.
And make no mistake, we will get through this. We will support you, we will be your team.
We will win, and we will win together.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Natalie Morris and I'm here with Zara. And today we are talking about the 2-year anniversary of that iconic Commonwealth Games gold that we all love to talk about so much. One of my favourite ever netball memories. I think the favourite netball memory. The favourite collective netball memory for English netball fans. It was a ridiculously amazing moment. And I think it almost got forgotten about in the fact that of all the madness that's going on at the moment. But any excuse to rewatch that clip of England winning that gold medal, it was unbelievable, obviously. But one of the great things that has come out of all this is that gold medal winning team have had a reunion over Zoom, which we all got to watch, which was really, really fun. Zara, what did you think of it?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it that they all got together and did that. And you know, we all had an insight into these players who we all love, and you know, got that historic gold and, you know, propelled our sport. And they were all just there having a chat and they were talking about memories and kind of like little insights into their life in that bubble at the time, 2 years ago. So yeah, it was just really cool. I can't believe it's been 2 years since that moment.
It's absolutely mad that it's been 2 years. It's so crystal clear in my mind, sitting on my sofa. Well, I say that, no, I was literally kneeling on the floor by the end of the game. Like, I couldn't even cope. At like 4 a.m, WhatsApping all my netball friends, like crying floods of tears at the end. Yeah, it felt like a dream. It was absolutely ridiculous. But 2 years has passed and, you know, a lot has changed, particularly when you look at all those faces who are on that reunion Zoom call and you're like, wow, the squad looks quite different now. We've got, you know, had a bit of a change of the old guard, which has been exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just makes you remember where we were, see how far we've come, and a little reminder of how much potential we've got and, you know, what is to come with the, you know, the international squad in the years ahead.
Yeah, no, netball has changed a lot, really, hasn't it, since that moment? Yeah. And we've had the Netball World Cup since, which was on home soil, and we saw a lot of those faces. And since then, really, actually, like you say, the England Vitality Roses lineup has changed, and we've got these new young rising stars in the team, which is great as well. But it is still nice to see those girls, basically, and you know, the likes of Helen Housby having a chat, and I think Jo popped in, and then she had another quiz on the video call, so then she left, and it was nice to see Tracy Neville, and it's just that moment, that goal, that Helen Housby goal gives me goosebumps. And we're really lucky because England Netball have uploaded, well, they'll be showing the game so we can all relive the semi-final and the final. Yeah, it feels like the perfect
time. Most definitely. Yeah, I mean, by the time you guys hear this on the podcast, I think they'll have already seen, already shown them.
So we hope you've seen
but
it.
That, yes, I'm sure you will have, because literally what else is there to do right now? This is the perfect lift for my weekend. This is what I need. I'll be reliving that crazy moment this Sunday evening for sure. Because, yeah, it's crazy that I don't seem to be getting numb to that moment. Like, it's every time I watch it, it has that same level of tension. I don't know if I'll ever get over it, to be honest. Don't think that I will. But yeah, it was honestly just fab to reminisce over that moment. And I think, you know, we can be guilty of fixating on, you know, one amazing thing that has happened, but it was a culmination of so much hard work. It wasn't a fluke. It was something that was building for a long time. Everything came together in that ridiculously perfect final. And I do think that it changed the landscape of international netball. So I don't think it can be underplayed. So if we do go on about it a bit too much, I think we should be forgiven for that, because I do genuinely believe it was a monumental game-changing moment for the entire game.
No, you're right. I think let us have that moment, and we have, and we will continue to. And yeah, like you say, it was a game changer, really, that game. We'd been knocking on the door. I say we, like I was part of it, but you know, England had been knocking on that door, and you know, we were emerging as a real threat, and had been for years. And Nat Haythornthwaite actually talks about that in the video call, how there'd been misery and sadness over missing out at the previous Commonwealth Games games events. So yeah, there was that real hunger, and you can just tell there was so much. I think belief, actually. I think they actually believed they can win it. And like you say, it was just the perfect game, really.
It really was. And what I love is that now we know we can do it. So no one can ever take that away from us, that moment. I think before that, it was always a, will we ever push past that boundary? Will we ever topple Australia, New Zealand? Like, it wasn't even certain that it was even humanly possible, but now that we know that it is, no matter what happens, we know we can push to that level again. And I think that makes it really exciting, and it just opens the game out, and also it will inspire all of the other nations to be like, right, England have done it, who's next, who else is coming for this, who else is getting in that final. Jamaica are obviously pushing for that, there's loads of the African nations who are pushing for that as well. So I think by the time, once netball's all restarting again and we get back to the international schedule, I think it's going to be really, really interesting, and the legacy of that monumental gold will continue to live on and ripple through the netballing world.
Yeah, no, definitely those roses, we've got a lot to thank them for, really, because they're just ambassadors of the game and just really incredible sportswomen. Research shows that, you know, thousands since the Commonwealth Games and Netball World Cup, thousands of young people and adults around the country have taken to the court and have started playing netball again. And do you remember when those articles came out a couple of years ago about how netball was seen as kind of this uncool sport?
Oh, yes, I remember vividly that awful article.
all those notions of it being, you know, that school sport, they've all been washed away. They've all been, you know, forgotten, and I hope they have been, because of these incredible athletes. They're real women. So, yeah. They're great. We've got them to thank, really. So, yeah, 2 years on. What a moment. And also, it's just worth ending, I think, just our little chat about the current climate that we're in, and just a massive thank you to all those players that are on the front line. I think it's just worth saying thank you to them, and they're just doing an incredible, incredible job. They're heroes. We're all saying that, but yeah, I just want to end on that, really. Thank you.
100%. Massive, massive thank you. And it's incredible. And it's incredible that these players can be so skilled at netball, also have such incredible professional lives, and have the strength of character to be working on the front line at the moment. So yeah, what unbelievable women you are.